Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. Good morning. It's Kim Russo. I'm the director of AGLCA. Today we have Karen Nettles joining us, and some of you remember her as the member services coordinator for AGLCA. She's now working with one of our sister boating associations, but she's joining me today because we're going to talk about the upcoming fall rendezvous. Before we start the topic, though, I want to take a moment to recognize and thank our Admiral-level sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, and Waterway Guide Media. As always, we encourage our listeners to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. Karen, thanks for joining me today.
You're quite welcome. I look forward to speaking with you today and learning more about the fall rendezvous.
Yeah, it's great to have you back. Mm-hmm.
I know it's a much anticipated event, and so I know folks are eager to hear about it.
It definitely is, and we've been getting lots and lots of questions about it this year, more so than in any year I can remember. So we appreciate Seven Seas Cruising Association lending us you this morning so you can kind of ask the types of questions that you were used to hearing when you were doing member services for AGLCA. So let's start off. Let me start by sharing the fall rendezvous is once again at Joe Wheeler State Park, which is in Rogersville, Alabama. This year it is October 15th through 18th. So that is typically the very first question everybody asks, and those dates have been on our website for a while. Again, October 15th through 18th, once again at Joe Wheeler State Park. We've been there for the fall rendezvous for as long as I can remember. It's at least 10 years, I believe more than that. So we're excited to be back at Joe Wheeler again this year.
Well, I know one of the questions that's been coming in the office here, and I know probably started back at the spring rendezvous in New Bern, is when does registration open? Everybody's anticipating the date. So when is that going to happen?
Yes, and I know we've been getting lots of calls and emails about that, partly because we are opening registration later for our rendezvous than we previously did. So last year at this time, I believe the registration was probably already opened, but we have made the decision to not open registration for events until 90 days before. That gives everybody, especially current loopers, a little bit more of an opportunity to determine if it might fit their schedule or not. So registration is actually going to open July 16th. That's a Monday. And it is opening at noon. And we are noon Eastern time, I should say. We're being very specific, as you can see, about the date and time that it will open. The fall rendezvous has been a sellout for, again, just about as long as I can remember. And with all of the interest and all of the questions we're getting this year, we definitely anticipate that happening again. I've talked to so many people who are very excited to be there. So we highly suggest you register early on in the registration period if, in fact, you are planning to attend. So Monday, July 16th, noon Eastern time.
Okay, so now that we've got the date and everybody can anticipate and make sure they're online or whatever the case may be to register, what is the registration process? How is that going to work?
Okay. If you've registered for an event before, it's very similar. Our software on our website handles all of it. So if you've been through the process before, expect something very similar. For a rendezvous specifically, though, first, you must be an AGLCA member to attend. You won't be able to register unless you're already a member. So again, because we expect it to sell out pretty quickly, we recommend you go ahead and join ahead of time if you're not already a member and you plan to join so you can go to the rendezvous. Don't wait till that day at noon to become a member, because that's just going to be another step in the process and it'll take you a little bit of extra time. So recommend making sure your membership is up to date before registration opens.
I was just going to ask, what is the cost to become a member if there is a non-member out there that's considering joining, you know, prior to the rendezvous? So what's the cost for that?
Great question. New membership is $79 for 1 year, or if you set the account up with auto renewal and save your credit card there, it drops down to $69 for 1 year. There are also 2 and 3 year memberships available, and small discounts for those additional years. If you just go to the greatloop.org website and hit the join us, you'll be able to sign up right there. Great question, though, Karen. Thanks for asking that. So on July 16th at noon or anytime thereafter when you can get to it, if you are ready to register for the fall rendezvous, the best way to do that is on our website. That website address is www.greatloop.org. We'll have a button to that registration is open right there on the homepage, so it'll be easy to find. If you prefer, you can call us. I will tell you that we are a very small staff, and if we get a lot of calls, it's going to take us a little while to get back to them. So the website is certainly the preferred method, but we are available. We've got people here. If you do have a problem or a question or just prefer to do it by phone, you can always feel free to call us. Our number is available on our website, but the primary number is 877-GREAT-LOOP. Actually, it's GR8-LOOP. So that's 877-GR8-LOOP. And that number's on our website as well. So that's our toll-free number that you can call us. You can also call Julie Shea directly to register. Her number is 843-879-5042. And my direct number is 843-879-5030. So those are the phone call numbers. Again, website is, though, the preferred method. I promise you it will be faster and easier to do it that way. Once you kind of give us the basics, you tell us who you are, you tell us who your guest is, if you're bringing a guest, then you'll be brought to a screen where you'll get to pick your activities. And most of them are free with the membership, I'm sorry, with the rendezvous registration. So we have our traditional looper crawls, and if anyone has not experienced a looper crawl, it's always one of the highlights of the rendezvous. It's a time in the late afternoon when the attendees spend time out on the docks. We typically have 60 to 70 looper boats in the marina at Joe Wheeler who are there for the rendezvous, and many of them will open up the boats to tour in the afternoon. So it's a great social time. It's also a great time to meet other people, explore other boats, and particularly if you don't have a looping boat yet, it's a great opportunity to see some different features and different boats and see what they're really like when somebody's actually looping in them. So they've got all the stuff aboard and ask questions of the owners. So three afternoons, we do the looper crawl. There is a sign up during the registration. However, you don't have to sign up if you're just going to walk around and tour the boats. The sign up is specifically for those who are planning to open their boats to others to see. And that's so we can generate a list of what boats are on the crawl each day. No worries if you're not sure. You can either choose to sign up or not sign up. We can always change that later, but it just helps us to be a little bit more organized on the front end if you sign up for that ahead of time. Also, if you're bringing your boat and you would like a vessel safety check, the members of the U.S. Power Squadron and or the Coast Guard Auxiliary provide those to our members and to anyone, actually, free of charge. But we arrange for those to happen there at the marina at Joe Wheeler. So once again, if you have your boat there and you want a vessel safety check, you have the opportunity to request that during registration. And once again, if you aren't sure or sign up or don't sign up, you can always change that later. Again, just a little bit more organization for us on the front end. Kind of a different thing that we do at Joe Wheeler because it is a little bit more rural than Norfolk Harbor where our spring rendezvous was this past year. We're able to do a kayak race and a dinghy race. So those are always a lot of fun. We expect to do those again. Anyone can sign up. You don't actually have to know how to kayak and you don't have to have a kayak. One will be provided. You also don't have to have a dinghy to participate in the dinghy race. We can usually find someone who's willing to lend a dinghy. You have the opportunity also to sign up for those during the registration process. And again, it can be changed if you change your mind somewhere along the line. The final thing that you can register for, and this is an additional charge over and above the rendezvous fee, is an evening in Rogersville. The Chamber of Commerce organizes an event, and they do it because they want to showcase their town, but we also provide a night off from the rendezvous where there is no part of the official event is happening. We like to give people a little bit of a break. And some will choose to take that break and just have a quiet evening. But to try and fill that time for those who really do want some more interaction and something different to do, The Chamber of Commerce organizes an event, and it's been a big success the last few years. It's going to be very similar this year. It is a trip to a nearby polo farm. And it's the fall, of course, so there are hay rides, there's tours of the barn, and they actually do an exhibition polo match for us. It includes a dinner, it includes live entertainment with dancing afterwards, so it's a great time. We are getting together the information on that and the pricing for that, and we'll put all the information and the opportunity to pay ahead of time for that chamber event will be there during the registration process. So look for details for that as well.
Okay, well, that was a very thorough overview of what will take place during the registration process. But once that's done, the next thing is worrying about lodging and marina reservations. So how is that going to work? How do members make those reservations?
Yeah, and that is always a big question, and that's one we're getting frequently already. Let me tell you that we reserve the entire Joe Wheeler State Park Lodge, including all of the lobby space. And part of the reason we sell out every year is because we've really kind of outgrown Joe Wheeler State Park, but it's a great facility. There really is nothing else like it in the area. There's no better place for us to hold this. So we hate that. We know some people will be disappointed when it's sold out, but we do take over the whole lodge. We squeeze as many people as we can for the fire code. So to make a reservation at either the marina or the lodge, you have to register for the event first. So don't call the marina, don't call the lodge, and try and make your reservation before our registration opens. As part of the registration process, you will select either marina or lodge, and you will give us the details. If you're in the marina, you'll tell us, you know, what dates you plan to arrive and depart and the details about your boat. We feed that information to Joe Wheeler State Park. And from there, for lodge reservations, we ask you to wait a few days after you register for the rendezvous, and we give that information to the park. After a few days and they've had a chance to get their ducks in a row, you can then call them and they'll have you on our list and grant you a reservation. Outside of that, you won't be able to make a reservation during the window when the rendezvous is happening. The marina will be handled in a very similar way, but we will feed your boat information and your information to the marina, and they will call you to confirm. If there are any changes to that process, it will be very clearly laid out in the registration page information. So just make sure you read the details, and you'll be just fine. The reason we do it this way is because we really do take up every transient slip that they can find for us at Joe Wheeler, and we do take every single lodge room. So if reservations were made outside of our registration process, then we run the risk that people who register for the event won't have a place to stay. It's a pretty remote area, and there are not a whole lot of other housing options. So that's why we handle it this way. It makes it a little bit more tedious, but it's the best way for our members, for us to do it. I do also want to mention, since I was discussing the idea that it sells out, don't hesitate to put yourself on the waiting list once to sell out. We typically do get some cancellations. Last year, we had a waiting list for Joe Wheeler that I believe was 70 or 80 people long. In the end, we did work our way through that entire list. And part of that is because some of the cancellations are last minute, and those spots become very hard to fill for people who aren't local in the area or can't get there quickly. So if your schedule, particularly if you're pretty flexible and can get there fairly quickly, don't hesitate to put yourself on that waiting list. You're very likely to get a call. And, you know, worst case, if we do call you and you can't get there fast enough, you can always decline the spot and we'll move on to the next person. So as soon as it sells out, there'll be a waiting list available. And we highly suggest if you want to come, go ahead and put your name on that. I'm going to take a quick second, Karen, and play a message from one of our sponsors. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more, I think, about the regular agenda. We talked about some of the extra activities, but we'll talk about some of the seminars. So we'll be back in a moment.
Did you know that every mile of the Great Loop is covered by both the Waterway Guide and Skipper Bob? Use them to plan your Great Loop cruise and learn about the places you can visit. In the cockpit, important navigation info is always ready at your side, plus marina listings, anchorages, services, and so much more. Each Skipper Bob and Waterway Guide is updated yearly, and waterwayguide.com and skipperbob.net keep you current with navigation alerts, cruising news, fuel prices, and special deals. With the Waterway Guide and Skipper Bob at the helm, you'll always be on course. Order yours today at the AGLCA Ship Store at greatloop.org. Waterway Guide and Skipper Bob are proud sponsors at the Admiral level with AGLCA.
We're back on Great Loop Radio. Today we're giving you a bit of a preview and some information that we've been getting a lot of questions about for the Fall Rendezvous. There's a lot of buzz and a lot of excitement about it for this year. And since registration is coming soon, July 16th to be specific, we wanted to make sure we get all the details out there for those who are interested. So, Karen, should we go ahead and move on to the agenda itself?
Yes. What can attendees anticipate in regards to sessions?
Well, we're going to start very similar to what we did in the spring with a intro to the Great Loop. That's kind of before the official start of the rendezvous. And that's just to kind of give those who are brand new to the idea some of the basics. If you've seen that presentation before at a boat show or at a previous event, you know, don't feel like you have to attend that. As I said, it's kind of a pre-rendezvous session to just give a grounding to those who are brand new. On-site registration will start kind of mid-afternoon, and we will move from there into an introduction of loopers. Over the course of the event, we will have introductions from everybody who chooses to introduce themselves, and it's usually a really fun time to get to know everybody a little bit better. But we'll start with the loopers in progress, and they'll tell us a little bit about their story and what they're doing. And then we'll have a reception and dinner the first evening. The true meat of the seminars will start on day two. And one room will, as we traditionally have done, house the route sessions. So we'll have speakers who will take you from Joe Wheeler State Park down the southern part of the Great Loop Route to Norfolk, Virginia, which will be the site of the spring rendezvous. So the southern half of the route will be covered in great detail. So that will take most of the seminar time in the main room. We usually also try to fit in a side trip to the Bahamas, since many loopers will do that in the winter. Simultaneous to those route sessions, we have our Looping 101 track, and that's for people who maybe are a little bit further away from actually leaving on the Great Loop. It's more general information on all kinds of topics. At the previous rendezvous, we had topics like marine electronics and clearing customs, everything you can imagine that covers general looping ideas and questions. We had some panels on tips from gold loopers. We plan to handle that the same way we did in the spring because it seemed to work pretty well. And that is about a week after registration opens, we'll survey those people who are already registered. And for the fall, that will probably be most of the spots already filled. So if you're registered in that first week, we'll send you a survey with a series of choices for the Looping 101 seminars. And we'll ask you to tell us what you most want to hear about. And then we'll tailor that agenda specifically to what members that are attending want to hear. So if you're registering at the beginning of the registration period, look for that survey coming out about a week later. And we really want your feedback so we can make that agenda top-notch and specific to those who are attending. I do want to remind everyone about the other activities. I mentioned some of them briefly, some of the happenings at the dock. But the fall rendezvous does also include three lunches and three dinners. So we keep you busy and we keep your belly full the whole time. It's pretty traditional that we have some sponsors who do breakfasts even at the fall rendezvous and some who do receptions. So definitely a jam-packed agenda with lots of social time, lots of seminars, and lots of chances to mingle with other loopers on the docks.
And you also have an awards night, and I think you've got a new award you're going to be giving away this year.
Yeah, we're still kind of fine-tuning what that is going to be. We usually have our awards dinner the last night, and we're trying to do that up a little bit. So we have some potentially fun additions to that, and that planning is still in the works, so I don't want to give too much away. But in addition to our typical awards that we do on that night, we plan to give away some new awards as well. And that'll just be a nice little wrap-up to our jam-packed 4 days at Joe Wheeler State Park.
Okay. So now that you've told us what they can expect and how to register and what's on the agenda and so forth, what's the cost for registering to attend the rendezvous?
Yeah, great question. We are still working on fine-tuning the cost as well, getting all the information we need from the different vendors who take part in the rendezvous. I can tell you that it is typically a little bit less expensive than the spring, and the spring rendezvous that just wrapped up was at $369 per person, so we expect it to come in slightly below that, and keep in mind that it's actually a great deal in the fall because it includes one additional dinner that we can't do in the spring at that price. Costs are just much less in the part of the country at Joe Wheeler State Park. So we get questions about the cost a lot. I know compared to some other seminars, it probably sounds a little pricey. Usually, I think at the last rendezvous, it was 97% to 98% of members say that the price was fair for the value that they received after they've been there and experienced it. There's usually 20-plus seminars. As I said, three dinners, three lunches. In the fall, there's often some hosted receptions from our sponsors and often some breakfast. So it includes all of that. And we will have the price for you, of course, before registration opens because we would need it by then. But we're working on that. And as I said, we can expect it usually to come in a little bit below where the spring was. And the spring was at $369.
Okay. And then speaking of registration costs, if somebody needed to cancel, would they be able to do that?
Yes. You could get a refund less $50. And that's just a processing fee to handle some of the credit card transactions, but also to really ensure that the people taking those spots are pretty well engaged and are planning to come. So if you cancel prior to a week before, you get a full refund less $50. Once we get closer to the event, we cannot issue a refund because basically all the costs for you attending have already been spent. However, if we can fill your spot, if you have to cancel last minute, then we absolutely give you that same refund, less the $50. And since we typically have a long waiting list, we usually do pretty well filling those spots. So that is the refund policy.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. People see that they can't attend, or somebody that's doing the loop now can't see they're not going to get to Joe Wheeler in time. So that's good to know. Speaking of Joe Wheeler, how do you get to Joe Wheeler State Park?
Yeah, it's a little bit out of the way. As I said, it's a rural area. It's a fabulous place for a rendezvous. If you haven't been there, it's a hard thing to describe, but you are coming up the Tennessee River. It's fall. Usually we have a beautiful change of colors there on Wheeler Lake. Joe Wheeler State Park is actually on the Tennessee River, and it is a little bit beyond where current loopers would be turning into the Tom Bigby Waterway as they're heading south. So rather than heading into the Tentom, you're going to continue a little bit further on the Tennessee River. So it's slightly out of the way, not really a big deal because you're going to be cruising along through some towns like Muscle Shoals and Florence, and Muscle Shoals has a very rich music history. There was a documentary a few years ago about it that many of you probably remember. And Florence is a very quaint, beautiful little southern town as well. So it's a short trip further on the Tennessee River, and that's how you would get there by boat. If you are coming by car, of course, everybody can probably pretty easily find it by plugging it into their GPS, but it is shortly outside of Huntsville, Alabama. And if you're flying in, Huntsville is the closest airport. It is still about a 45-minute drive, so a rental car might be necessary. Some people also choose to fly into Nashville instead of Huntsville. It's about a two-hour drive, but because Nashville is a bigger airport and it's a hub, sometimes it's less expensive and a little bit easier to fly into Nashville. So those are our recommendations. I will warn you that unless something's changed in the past year, Rogersville, Alabama, where Joe Wheeler State Park is located, is still one of the few places that does not have Uber or Lyft. As I said, that may have changed in the past year, but as of last year, that was not an option. So it does make it a little bit more challenging for people to get around. Rogersville really just opens their arms to loopers coming in. They host a lot of specials in the downtown area. They typically provide transportation either through the lodge or sometimes have a school bus run loopers from the marina to reprovision or any other things you might need in town. So they do everything they can to make it easy for us to attend, and we love the southern hospitality that we get there in Rogersville.
Well, it sounds like there's a jam-packed sessions and there's lots to do, and I know Joe Wheeler welcomes us every year when we come. The date again, July 16th, are you going to remind members in some way about that date? I know we're putting it out here on the podcast, but how else are you going to remind members of that date so they'll make sure to register?
We will get it out there in every way we can. That date will be in the upcoming Great Loop link for July. We will post it to the forum and we'll put it on the homepage of the website. So we're getting it out there every way we can. July 16th, noon Eastern time, is registration opening. And if you have any questions that we haven't answered yet or need any more details between now and then, feel free to call me, 843-879-5042. I'm sorry, that's Julie's number. You can feel free to call her too. My direct number is 843-879-5030. And you can always email me as well, krusso@greatloop.org or Julie J. Shea, J-S-H-E-A, at greatloop.org. We're happy to help and answer any questions we possibly can to make the registration process as smooth as possible.
Well, do you have anything else that you need to cover in regards to the fall rendezvous that we didn't go over?
I think that covers it. I think those are the details as we know them now. Please bear with us as we are still planning. So anything that we've discussed is subject to change, but we've been doing this rendezvous at Joe Wheeler, as I said, for 10 plus years. So we've got, the general agenda pretty well set, and the way things run is, since it's been working very well, we don't anticipate too many changes. But just bear with us as we complete the planning process and get you all registered.
Well, it looks like folks can expect a great time at Joe Wheeler at the Fall Rendezvous.
I think so. I'm looking forward to it. And Karen, thank you for joining me today so that we could get this information out and I wasn't just sitting here rambling on to myself. It's nice to have a little interaction. We appreciate your time. Thank you to our listeners. We appreciate you as well. We'll be back next week with another episode of Great Loop Radio. Until then, safe cruising.